Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Jordi Jané. I'm co-founder and director at Voctro Labs, which is a voice technology company from Barcelona. And we are very specialized on singing voice. So my personal background is in electronic engineering. I work in the what's called the field of audio, digital signal processing, and I did a PhD in music technology. And currently I'm co-founder and running Voctro Labs, this small team of engineers and innovators working in voice and music technology for almost 10 years now.
Jordi, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, our company is actually a spin-off of a research lab in Barcelona at the Pompeu Fabra University. And this research lab was collaborating with a Japanese company, Yamaha, working on singing technologies and related to these virtual idols in Japan, like the famous Hatsune Miku. So I joined this research lab and they were working with Yamaha in this project. I was involved in all projects throughout the years. And later on, when we founded Voctro Labs as a spin-off, we were mainly interested in two technologies that we started developing at the company. One was voice transformation or voice conversion, which means changing the voice from one person to another target voice, so that modifying the voice. And the second one was the singing synthesis, which means generating artificial singing from a musical score. And we've been working on these two technologies for the last years at the company.
Jordi, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Starting with the successes, we've recently experienced a big jump in quality and flexibility, especially I'm working on voice. So we've been working on voice and audio technology. So I will not talk about the video and graphics. I will focus our work on voice. And when we think on artificial voices or computer generated voices, we've seen a big jump in quality and flexibility in the, let's say, the last 4 or 5 years from anything that was before available. So this area of speech synthesis or computer generated voices, it's something that scientists and engineers tried for many, many decades already. And now, thanks to the recent advances in using deep learning, we've seen really that the quality starts to sound very close to a human. And to this, I think it's a big success, something that we are experiencing now. So especially on the voice side, this is, I would say, so being able now to start producing some synthetic content that mimics quite well the human voice. And as challenges, I would focus the attention to how creators will use these technologies in an expressive way, and how us, the engineers, will need to think on tools to provide how to control the generation of synthetic media in a more expressive ways. Creators will not just want a machine that you type a text and the machine speaks the text without any expression, but the user, the creator, the authors will need to find ways to specify how they want this dialogue, this speech to be spoken in terms of expression, like things like speed, intonation. All these controls it's and how to define all these controls, it's one of the current challenges in my view.
Jordi, what would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
These are very exciting times because we see for the first time we are able to create things with synthetic media, with this computer-generated media that start looking as if they were real. So something that was not possible until now. And I think this is very exciting from the technologist point of view, but also thinking on creators and artists and producers, this is very exciting. And on the other hand, we must be very cautious and reluctant how people might use these technologies. And for that, there is all this area on ethics in AI, which I think it's a very relevant topic that no one working in the field should avoid, either as a technologist or as a user. We should take it very seriously.
And Jordi, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Mainly we work on music, on singing voices, and like we did a collaboration with a Berlin-based artist, a singer and music artist, Holly Herndon, for who we created a voice model of her voice. And then she presented that on stage, this artificial voice model, in which other singers used her artificial voice on stage in real time in a live concert setup. And this was really exciting. So if you could look more about this performance at Sonar Festival in Barcelona. And then in the company, we are working on how to use artificial voices as a rehearsal tool for singers, for which we developed a system that is able to convert a musical score to render the voice tracks with an artificial choir. So we are able to generate the practice tracks for singers automatically from score, including the lyrics, something that it was not available until now. And if you go to cantamus.app, you could see this application that we will launch now.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Cure. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.